Some more reaction now. I'm joined by Maeve McElwee, who's Executive Director of Employment Relations with the business group IBEC. Thank you for taking our call this afternoon, Maeve McElwee. Perhaps we could begin with this increase in the national minimum wage, up €1.40 to €12.70. What's your response?
Good afternoon, Brian. I think employers have been expecting that we would see a sizable increase this year in the national minimum wage in order to achieve the government policy of meeting a living wage at 60% of median wages by 2026. It's a huge challenge for employers, and we had been seeking a fund that would enable some opportunity to alleviate some of that cost and to assist with the transition. In fact, a PRSI option was our preferred mechanism because it's very targeted, very effective and a flexible mechanism. But we do welcome the introduction of that €250 million SME fund today. Of course, what's really going to be important now is to have a look at the detail of how that's going to operate and how accessible it's going to be. Critical for us at this point in time is that the scheme is operational very quickly and remains very easily accessible. It is, of course, only a starting point.
Right. I mean, I presume you're in constant contact with ministers. Do you have an understanding of what's envisaged here? Because it certainly wasn't laid out in the budget speech. Maybe it's in some of the supporting documentation. But do you know what's planned?
I think at the moment we're still very much waiting to see what the detail of that is going to look like. And again, I suppose that our key concerns now are going to be that this is an efficient and an effective mechanism. We've seen some of the challenges before in other schemes where if they're very administratively complex, they don't work for employers. This is one that's going to need to be very reactive very quickly. So we will be very keen to get engaged into the detail of that immediately.
Right. The changes on the income tax front, the increase in the tax credits, the raising of the point at which income is taxed at a higher rate to €42,000, reducing the 4.5% USC rate to 4%. What do you think will be the impact? And obviously for the individuals there's a direct impact, but in terms of people trying to recruit and retain talent?
Yes, certainly something in terms of that entry to the top level rate of tax that IBEC will welcome. We have been engaging with government around the importance of trying to alleviate some of the challenge in the labour market at the moment. Here, obviously, we hit that highest rate of income tax very early. And that in itself has presented many challenges around attracting and retaining both domestic and international talent into the market. So good to see that moving forward. We would estimate that many average earnings households will be up to €2,000 better off between both the tax changes and those supports. And that's going to be very important within the labour market. Obviously, a lot of those supports that are coming through to address cost of living issues, important that they are once-off costs, and good to see their introduction, because at this point in time, we'd estimate that, you know, we're probably very close to or approaching the peak of the economic cycle. So we really have to have a look to cost competitiveness. And in some ways, that's a balance to maybe some of the wage expectations that might otherwise be coming through, which would have a much bigger impact on cost competitiveness and potentially longer term inflation.